Thus now is a Leia Collins. Tēnā koe, Leia.
Kia ora, Hiniani. It's Ayla, but
Ayla, sorry.
No, kei te pai. It happens all the time.
Oh, does it? I am so sorry. I hate people mispronouncing my name. Hey, so thousands of Māori have signed a petition in support of Palestine.
Aye.
On Thursday, you're going to present the petition to the government and be received by Te Pāti Māori. Who set up the petition and what's your role in this kaupapa?
Yeah, so for a bit of context, this petition was set up in November and was established by an informal rōpū of Māori creatives, activists, academics, doctors, tangata whenua from many iwi and sectors for a collective purpose to activate and demonstrate our solidarity as tangata whenua for Palestine as the indigenous people of their lands who are facing a very public and extremely well-documented genocide in real time.
Our government doesn't seem to be doing much about the genocide.
Yeah. So we, you know, there are a number of political things going on for us as tangata whenua at the moment, as you will know. And only last week, 4 months too late, for nearly 30,000 people killed, more than 1 million further displaced Palestinians, did our government call for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. You know, Palestinians have suffered illegal and violent occupation, displacement and ethnic cleansing by Israel for decades. This is not, this didn't start in October. And now more than ever, following this very late call for ceasefire, the New Zealand government must put some material actions to their words.
So what are the main points of the petition?
So the petition demands are that as tangata whenua, we insist that our partners of Te Tiriti or Waitangi demand an immediate ceasefire and expel the Israeli ambassador until that demand is met. So as I said last week, 4 months too late, the our New Zealand government did that as part of a collective. We request and demand that they impose economic sanctions targeting companies, assets and services involved with Israel's illegal war of aggression. We recognise and demand that, that the government recognise the state of Palestine as we recognise the state of Israel in 1949. And we also demand an end to the occupation, blockade and continued confiscation of Palestinian land.
Do you hope? What do you hope the petition achieves? Because this is going to our government. So what do you expect the reaction to be?
Look, our government can be flaccid dicks all they like. We won't let them do so in comfort, though. So our petition, we hope that it achieves at the bare minimum an awareness of the genocide, which means learning historical context and truth. As I said, the slaughter and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians has been going on for decades, long before October 7. So I think as tangata whenua, at least for the rōpū that I am a part of, we see a responsibility in learning history and truth about other Indigenous peoples. Because, you know, colonisation, settler colonialism is a worldwide, global thing that Indigenous people experience. So we also want to demonstrate that as iwi members, people and the united collective, that we are in total opposition to genocide, apartheid and systemic colonisation of Indigenous peoples. And we just want to simply put pressure on our government to represent, you know, the values that they kind of utilised as political, for political gain, to be valued and recognised and upheld internationally.
Mm-hmm. And what's the live art installations? What's the relationship with the project, with the petition?
Yeah, so the intersection and, I guess, duality of Indigenous Māori creatives being activists with and through their practice is nothing new. Creative activists exist in abundance, and we have a strong history as Māori of having such leaders and leadership in this space, fighting for ours and the collective Indigenous rights worldwide. So a number of people who form and contribute to this kaupapa are such people, and a perspective we share is not just connecting practice to activism and those kind of existing aspects of us naturally coexisting in duality, but also identifying the opportunities to demonstrate such duality and demonstrate and enable our expressions as tangata whenua. We have such a range of expertise and finesse that we possess collectively, and we want to contribute that to bolster our handover. So, you know, we don't just want this to kind of be a piece of paper exchange. We want to tautoko this handover to Te Pāti Māori with what we feel is the right way of expressing that.
Ka pai, ka pai. And how many people did sign the petition, by the way?
Yeah, so as of this morning, we have 8,000 tangata whenua who have signed this petition. We do expect that number to increase. I know that it has risen over 500 overnight, and we're really pushing for our whānau. You know, this is online. This is being widely shared through social media, but we're really asking our whānau to dig deep and have kōrero with, you know, whānau members who might not have access to social media or might not be on those platforms, but to get their signatures on this to show our strength in numbers.
Ka pai. That's such an important kaupapa. And yes, and all the best for the presentation of the petition, and look forward to hearing more. Thank you, Ayla.
Kia ora,
Nā mihi, kia ora. So that was Ayla Collins.